Studio 360.
Hard to believe, but the Radiohead album OK Computer just turned 20. 20 years ago, in 1997, things in the world were actually going pretty great. Peace and prosperity, democracy and progress. But those breakthrough Radiohead songs about weird technology and crazed consumerism and government corruption, the album's whole dystopian vision of the future, now that we're in that future, seem pretty eerily accurate. The way the album mixed guitar rock and experimental electronica and smart lyrics were an epiphany for a lot of people, so ambitious, and put OK Computer on pretty much every critic's list for best album of the year, then best albums of the decade, and now, certainly, best albums of all time. So how did it come to be? What inspired Radiohead and its leader, Thom Yorke, to move beyond the straight-ahead rock of their first couple of albums?
Well, I think it's the one where the band found themselves in many ways. This is the one where they took more chances and they could really define the Radiohead sound.
That's Colleen Cosmo Murphy. She is an American radio and live DJ who has lived in London since 1999. And she is the creator of something called Classic Album Sundays, where a crowd of people gather to listen to one album together all the way through and then learn and talk about it. So, Colleen, more or less like you do on Classic Album Sundays, but abbreviated, we're focusing on two songs from OK Computer. For each one, we will start by hearing some of the music that inspired Radiohead, and then listen to music that came afterward that seems to be inspired by OK Computer tracks. Basically, we're going to build a little musical family tree.
Yeah. Well, they were listening to a lot of different records. They were listening to Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison.
Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run.
They were listening to Ennio Morricone, the great score writer, soundtrack writer. And they were listening to Miles Davis' Bitches Brew a lot. It's kind of influenced a great deal of the entire album. It specifically really heavily influenced the song Subterranean Homesick Alien, but I hear it also in Airbag. You have that kind of sense of freedom, the intertwining melodic lines. There's a sense of space. You know, Miles Davis always spoke about the space between the notes. And it's very euphoric. I mean, Airbag is one of the songs on OK Computer, well, that it's not depressing.
Right.
And it's a very euphoric song, and there's a whole sense of freedom with it. It was about surviving a car crash and the sense of being alive. But it was also inspired by
DJ Shadow. Just your favorite DJ savior.
Right, DJ Shadow. Let's listen to a little bit of Introducing, which was his debut album. And there are lots of sampled bits of voice on that album and that song as well. So you think they were influenced by this album?
Yeah. Phil Selway was listening to it. He's a drummer for Radiohead, and He was listening to the album. The sense of euphoria, just like Miles Davis and Airbag by Radiohead. I mean, there's that influence with the drums.
We'll So now shifting from songs that influenced Radiohead as they were making Airbag to a song that was subsequently influenced by Airbag. This is And the World Laughs With You by Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus, he is the grandnephew of Alice Coltrane. So there's obviously already a sense of improvisational jazz and space and electronic experimentation. Again, very textured, the kind of textures that Radiohead Airbag has. But also he was a fan of Radiohead and in fact recorded with Tom York on that song.
Now, Radiohead, one can get into arguments about Radiohead. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Absolutely.
And of the critiques and objections that people tend to make about them, which do you sort of go, yeah, I hear what you're saying?
Some people say that Tom York is a little bit too serious and whiny.
Yes. Yes. Well, the words I had written down here for myself were pretentious and morose. But yeah, same deal.
But, you know, I think they're aware of that as well. And like Paranoid Android, the song was actually supposed to be quite funny.
So Paranoid Android is the second OK Computer song we're going to talk about in terms of what songs influenced it and what songs it influenced. But it also borrowed from a novel?
Yeah, exactly. At first, you know, it was inspired by Marvin the Paranoid Android from Douglas Adams' The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Right.
Hey, Marvin!
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
But he kind of chose the title as a joke because everyone was saying that, you know, York, he was so depressed. They were listening to the Beatles album, The Beatles, or otherwise known as The White Album, while they were recording OK Computer. It was another thing they had on the turntable. I assume it was a turntable and not a CD player. Oh, yeah. Happiness is a Warm Gun was culled together for a few different songs. It was like put together by three different sections.
No pain. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness. Bang, bang, shoot, shoot.
And so that's what they were kind of inspired by, was the actual structure of the song. And Paranoid Android, the band combined segments from three different songs written by three different band members.
So now jumping forward in time to songs that have apparently been influenced by that song, you say there's a decade later comes a Grizzly Bear song, On a Neck, On a Spit.
Yes.
Which this is.
Again, it's more sonically this very distinct sections in that song.
I can hear that. So if something as groundbreaking and original as OK Computer were to appear today, which would be great, would any of us, do you think, be able to recognize it as, whoa, that's amazing?
You know, only time will be able to tell. And I think people are always informed by the past, you know, whether it's the early rock and rollers over here in the UK being informed by the skiffle movement, being informed by the trad jazz movement, being informed by the blues movement.
And if she gets unrooted, things she don't want.
It's always building upon the past anyways. And it is kind of hard to tell what are the game changers while they're happening. It's usually in retrospect that we can see it clearly.
Colleen Murphy, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot more on our website from Colleen about musicians who influenced and were influenced by OK Computer. Check it out at studio360.org.